Folks, there are so many different little nuances of a community that really make it click, that help it survive and improve itself and pull its boots on every morning and get down into the doldrums that they have to face day in and day out and the challenges all the time. And that's why I always felt it was very important that we set aside a segment on Tuesday from the NOLA Coalition of Difference Makers, those that are working in the trenches day in and day out. And those are all cliche. I get it. But the reality is that's what makes a community zing. Now, that's what separates the doers from the complainers, right? And the more doers we have in our community, the better off we are. Well, today we have one of those doers, Greg Ravey, CEO of the Heroes of New Orleans organization. He joins us. Greg, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, sir.
So, Greg, if you would, for the benefit of our listening audience, tell us about Heroes of New Orleans.
Absolutely. Again, thank you so much for giving us this platform to talk a little bit about our organization this morning. Our organization mission is to work with youth and families or currently living in poverty or at risk of living in poverty through various community engagement opportunities, workforce development programs, and community assistance.
Now, you guys spend a lot of time working with disadvantaged children, their families, and I think you have serviced over 500 families over the past several years. Tell us more about what y'all are doing day in and day out.
So we have a family approach. I know a lot of organizations work directly with kids or families. What makes us unique that we work with both. We understand the importance of being able to service a whole household. And so we work with the young adults, ranging from ages 14 all the way up to 19 through our workforce development program, after school, tutoring, mentorship. And then we also work with the family head of households through our program that we have called Heroes Building Families, where we work with the head of the household with credit building, first-time home buyers, also access to resources like our free pantry store, free clothing, as well as seniors through our commodity program that we have. So, again, we just try to meet the needs of the whole family to make sure that, you know, we're hitting our goals.
Some of this stuff, the information that you provide, you know, is readily apparent to others that have experience, but some who don't, they're not familiar with it. And sometimes it's just connecting a couple of dots and folks are off and running, right?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I think everyone has something to bring to the table, whether that's, you know, funding, volunteer expertise, opportunities. We all have something we can bring that our community definitely can benefit from. I just think just given the opportunity to be able to come in with that resource or with that expertise makes that much different, you know, in a youth life.
I've always been a big advocate of after-school tutoring programs. Tell us about yours.
Absolutely. And so our program, we go Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And again, we focus on first our mentorship through homework assistance. And then from there, we really hit it hard on workforce development to make sure that our kids have the tools that they need to go on meaningful jobs, to start meaningful careers, and have, you know, the best shot to be them best selves. I think oftentimes when we talk about the school program, you know, people think of it as just coloring in games. But again, the demographic of kids that we're dealing with, you know, we definitely know that, you know, we have our work cut out to get them over the edge. And I think my team do a really, really great job at doing that, such as partnering with organizations like, you know, Chick-fil-A, IMTT, and many other organizations, NOLA Motorsports, to give our kids not only, you know, in the program training, but also on the job training, hands-on experience to know what's out there and what opportunities that fit them best.
Part of the challenges are, in my experience as Sheriff Greg, when I was working with organizations, is I came to the fast realization that a lot of folks, they're not nimble in their job, right? They don't have a lot of freedom. They can't, like, leave and go mm-hmm. pick up kids and, you know, bring them home mm-hmm. and have somebody there. So they mm-hmm. actually, these programs are absolutely necessary to make a difference.
Yes,
access
sir.
To a computer, having more, you know, somebody that can help with the homework. You find in a lot of these families that mom and dad dropped out of school at a young age. And You know, I look at some of my granddaughter's homework, you know, in the fifth grade, and it's like, sweetheart, I can't help you. I have a lot of, I have more education, a lot, you know, more education than a lot of folks. And it's like, I'm out. I'm tapping out. I can't, I don't know what this is. And I mean, when you tell these anecdotal stories, you know, folks kind of look at you, what do you mean? And I said, I'm just telling you. I mean, that's the reality. And when they have somebody that's current, that's there, that knows what the heck's going on, it, you know, it doesn't take much for the light bulb in these kids' heads to go off, you know, if they had just that little oomph there. I mean, has that been your experience?
You're absolutely right. A lot of times, you know, we do have parents that come in that, you know, may not understand the homework because things have changed. It's a lot different when we were going to school. I know in my personal experience, my son attend ISL, so he speaks English as well as Spanish. And so some of those Spanish things I hadn't, you know, brushed up on in a while, so I had to get, you know, on top of that. So, now there is a place where the two parents need the help as well. And then also, you know, it's just a full day for a parent. You know, they still have to work. They still have to provide for brothers and sisters. For their brothers and sisters, you know, they still have the weight of them being a parent as well. So, you know, again, we want to come in and be those extra hands to not only give them a break, but also making sure that they're, you know, the student has everything that they need to be successful. And again, a lot of times there's something simple as help with homework, you know, a snack after school, somebody spending time with you, maybe some time in our computer lab. To come in and, you know, just browse the internet and kind of see what's out there for us opportunities. So, again, you know, we pride ourselves on creating a place for it to develop families and not just students or, you know, parents.
You know, what I found, too, is that it just opened up a lot of opportunities for kids. You know, in some of the programs that I was able to participate with others, some of the most phenomenal people I ever met in my life, quite frankly. You know, it was always great when you had the kids that you start, when you started a program and kids that went through that program and now were, you know, juniors and seniors in high school. And guess what they were doing?
Yes.
They were coming back after school to that program to tutor those kids. That is the most incredible scene ever. I mean, just ever. Because they recognize they would not be, you know, at St. Aug or Brother Martin or wherever they are, you know, Franklin, but for the fact that they received that little oomph and they're willing to go back and give it.
Yeah, and again, you know, I think that's so important, you know, peer-to-peer mentorship, you know, peer-to-peer, who understands it better than, you know, someone who just was in that space? Who can vouch for the program more than somebody who's been through the program and is a representation of everything, you know, that we taught them and instilled in them and all their experience to keep kids engaged long enough to appreciate and to get the full impact of the program? And so, you know, I'm just like you. I was super excited this summer when we had five returning students, you know, to come from college and say, hey, you know, we want to help out, you know, where can we go? And again, you know, they're leading the pack. They're leading those workforce shops, you know, they're leading, you know, some of those entrepreneurship trainings. And so, you know, we're super excited about that because, you know, again, now I think more than ever, peer-to-peer mentorship is so, so important because they've got negative peer, you know, peer-to-peer pressure. We know that. You know, we got, you know, we know they got kids out there encouraging kids to do wrong things. But, you know, we got to shine light on those kids who are encouraging kids to do the right thing and, you know, setting a clean path for them. So definitely want to give a big shout out to those kids who's coming back to their communities to help those people as well.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned some partnerships that you have, one with Chick-fil-A. Y'all have a holiday food drive coming up where you're partnering with Chick-fil-A Algiers. On Saturday, November 23rd, tell us about that.
Yes, and so we'll definitely be partnering up with Chick-fil-A. And just, again, shout out to them because they never miss a call. But, yeah, this would be a food pantry that we would be packing boxes on the 23rd for food Thanksgiving food distribution. And we do this every year. And then we have disperse those food boxes to those families around Thanksgiving time to make sure ensure that every family in need who we can help have access to, you know, a good Thanksgiving dinner, so which is, you know, super awesome. And, again, super proud of that partnership to be able to work with them.
And then y'all are right back with Claws for a Cause event with part in the partnership with Toys for Tots. We are big fans of that organization as well. Tell us about it.
Yes. Yes. So partner up with Toys for Tots and a few other partners to get toy donations to ensure, again, every kid around us in our community can open up a toy Christmas morning. I know how important that is. You know, again, I come from this environment. I understand that, you know, waking up without having anything for Christmas is a big bummer, especially when you deserve it, especially when you've been trying hard, been working hard. And no matter your hard work, you wake up to nothing. You know, I just think that's unfair, and we do everything in our power to make sure every kid have access to a decent Christmas and can open up a toy to show them, you know, that if you think nobody else thinking about you, Heroes North is definitely always thinking about you. And we always going to try hard to make sure, you know, we can help you have some type of good Christmas.
On the text line, Sheriff, please tell him that this man, that he is an angel with a servant's heart and a role model for all of us. No doubt about that. We
thank
all of these organizations for what they do. Final thoughts, Greg, if you don't mind.
Again, I just want to say, you know, thank you to everybody out there who supported the organization, who continue to support our organization. I want to say thank you to my awesome team. I definitely don't do this work alone. To all our volunteers, to you for giving us this platform, to our partners over at UNO to help us, you know, again, do this work and get real data to show, you know, that our work does work. And so, again, just want to just thank everybody who continue to support us from when we started to definitely now.
If any of the listening audience wants to help in supporting this organization, where would they go?
You can call us, whether you need service, direct service from us or indirect services. You can call us at 504-381-5150. If you wanted to send us an email, you can email us at hono@heroesofnola.org. Or you can visit on our website if you want to make a donation or sign up to volunteer or be a part of some of the work that we're doing. You can reach us at www.heroesofnola.org.
All righty. Well, best of luck to you, Greg Ravey. Thank you so much for what you do each and every day for our community. We truly appreciate it.
Thank you for the platform. Y'all have a great day.
You too, sir. That's Greg Ravey, CEO of Heroes of New Orleans. We'll be right back, folks. We'll go to the talk lines, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. 7 days away from the election, last day of early voting in the state of Louisiana today. So if that's your desire, you may want to try and take a few minutes to get out there. I think they close at 6 p.m. this evening. We'll be right back. Stay with us.